Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip with the opening drive contest right now for the Packers. All you got to do is stop in, use your Quick Rewards card, pick up a couple of things, and you're good to go. Or just see the store for details because there is no purchase necessary. You can win things like tickets, also $25 for every yard garnered on the opening drive, and even extra cash for a field goal or even a touchdown. That's from our friends over there at Quick Trip, the official sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. It is a Tuesday edition of the Bill Michaels Show. Tim Allen in for Bill and Joe. That song right there. I don't know if I told you, but I discovered a new channel that I cannot keep my TV off of. It's called Access. AXS. Have you heard of this?
I've never heard of that channel. Access?
Yeah, when I travel, I'd always find it in the hotel or whatever. And then I never knew that I could get it on my platform. I don't know which platform you have, but, oh, man, it's all music stuff. It's all, I watched a show on ZZ Top. That's the song right there, ZZ Top, the other day. It's sort of behind the music scene type things. Just an amazing channel. So I'm paid well for the endorsement of Access TV. Just kidding. Snyder Orange Hotline is where we find Matt Spiegel. He is from The Score in Chicago. We'll talk Packers and Bears and a little bit on the Cubs and the National League Central. Matt, hey, nice to meet you. Thanks for joining us. I know I was on your show a couple of months ago, but thanks for jumping on.
Happy to. What did you learn about the beards in ZZ Top? Have they shared a hairdresser all these years, or is it just happenstance?
I didn't realize that they started like in the late 60s.
Oh, yeah, man. Like a hardcore psychedelic freakout Texas rock thing that evolved into a bluesy thing and then a pop bluesy thing. Pretty amazing career.
And then their videos in the 80s just put them on the big pedestal, man, millions, millions of dollars. But that TV, last night I'm bouncing between the Bucks game, the Monday Night Football game, and Access TV. And the problem with Access is, and there's one slight problem, you'll be watching like an Eagles behind backstage or something like that.
Mm.
And then the very next show is like Impact Wrestling from Canada. Just out of the blue. Just, we're going to show some wrestling.
I think your endorsement deal just hit a snag right there.
It may have. And the snag, that was Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh, well done. Matt, segue, sir.
You know what? He remedied things. I read a stat the other day that in the past two seasons, Mitch Trubisky had 13 games of 20 or more rushing yardage. Going into the Dallas game, had 0 games of 20 or more, and he bust out for 63. Should the Packers defense be aware of that?
They should absolutely be aware of that. We discovered a gigantic truth that we weren't positive about over these last 3-4 weeks, and really on Thursday night. We discovered that Matt Nagy mismanaged the offseason and the tutelage of this young quarterback to a great extent, because what happened was he tried to install the full offense. They were calling it Nagy 202, right? He tried to install the full offense and push Trubisky towards being a pocket passer. And that's like 150 plays, apparently. And over the last month, things have been pared down. It's now about 50 plays. What we have learned over the past, 8 to 10 weeks is that Mitch Trubisky is what they call a reps learner. He's not a classroom learner. Along with that revelation comes a realization that Nagy misdiagnosed what kind of learner he was. This reps learner didn't get a single snap in the preseason in this critical year. What are you doing? He tried to push Mitch to stay in the pocket. And he was completely overwhelmed as he tried to go through all of his progressions and grasp the full totality of the offense. This is an instinctive player who likes to run and uses that to his advantage. And now we have seen Mitch doing what he does well. Instinctively, if he sees 5 or 6 yards, he goes and gets them. And the offensive line loves that. They feel that sense of positivity. The quicker reads, he's not being asked to count to 4 and go through progressions. He's not Aaron Rodgers looking across the field and dissecting everything. He's not even Alex Smith, who Nagy got a chance to work with, who could, you know, think his way through things. He's counting to 2, and that's fine for this guy where he is. And he's using his legs quickly and decisively. Think about Russell Wilson in years 1, 2, and 3 in Seattle, and then he slowly blossomed into this brilliant pocket passer that he is now, and he's got the full package. Nagy tried to force Trubisky into something he wasn't ready for, and now what we see is a limited player in terms of how much he can do, but he's awfully effective at what they are limiting him to. So it has changed the storylines. It's not like everybody's suddenly believing, well, maybe we didn't screw up, and it's not bad that we didn't draft Deshaun Watson or Pat Mahomes. But it has changed the storyline quite a bit.
3 touchdown passes and a 23-yard touchdown run against Dallas on Thursday night. And it's in my listening to you guys on The Score, it is refreshing and was refreshing that I didn't have to hear kicker conversation from you guys. You know that? And will the organization, let's put it this way, will the organization, as you mentioned, Pat Mahomes and the others that they traded up and ahead of, will it ever get past that stigma?
What's that of in terms of the quarterback?
Yep.
Well, you know, Mitch functionality. You don't need Mitch to be an absolute stud when you have this defense, assuming the defense is good again next year, which it ought to be. It's just right now where we're focused is the complete blown opportunity of this season. You come off a 12-4 year, and the arrogance, and maybe it's understandable for a second-year head coach, to say, I need the world to see how smart I am. I need the world to see the full package of what I can do. And we're 12-4, and I'm coach of the year. My boss is executive of the year. Let's go. And he missed a year in this window right now with this defense the way it is. They blew it because he could have just had Mitch be a game manager and slowly expand the offense, and they'd probably be right there with the Packers and the Vikings at the top of this division.
So is this then their signature? This has to be their signature game then?
I think it might be too late. They're what, less than 5% to make the playoffs? If we see some functionality over the past 3 years of Mitch, and not that he has to be as excellent as he was against Dallas, but we see plenty of good over these last 3 weeks, then they'll probably pick up that fifth-year option, and we'll go into the next 2 years with Mitch Trubisky. And the chance that Mitch is good enough to help them win with a very good defense, that's still the best-case scenario for what the Bears could want. Ryan Pace has been exposed as having a lot of mistakes, a lot of flaws as he drafts for physical traits and attributes as opposed to football players, especially in the top 10, and that's been exposed. Leonard Floyd looks like a bust. So there are problems in talent acquisition when you're at the top of the draft, but this thing still has a chance, more so than we thought 3 weeks ago, to have the big picture turn out okay.
Matt Spiegel of The Score in Chicago, our guest on the Bill Michaels Show, talking Bears and Packers. We'll get to Cubs issue in just a second here. There are some pieces in Chicago. You mentioned Pace and his legacy, maybe more defensive, maybe, but there's some, you know, David Montgomery, and there's Anthony Miller starting to come on a little bit, and Trubisky, just, you know, who knows when a quarterback blossoms. Defense speaks for itself for the most part. What's missing then, if that's the case, if the Packers are going to get, you know, this Viking, that's a big rivalry, obviously. If the Packers are going to get that rival team back, which is what it was, I mean, let's face it, or what it is, I guess it still is, what do they need?
A running game, an effective running game. We've seen more of it. It's a commitment to the run, which Matt Nagy has been very, very hesitant to do. And the offensive line has been bad for a lot of the year, but has been pretty good the last couple weeks, and they had their best game by far against Dallas. So, look, if you can run, then it reduces the pressure so much on the quarterback, and then you can have play action and open things up down the field, obviously, and as opposed to just being this crazy pass-happy thing, which Nagy has. If they can commit to the run and even be mildly effective with it, then play action can be effective. You don't have to be great at running to have play action be effective. So if they can do that, and then you end up with an offense that can score 17 to 24 points for you, something like that, they can win a ton of football games. This defense has had injuries to Akeem Hicks, although it looks like he's coming back this week, which is a big, big deal. Danny Trevathan's been out for a long time. He might be coming back this week, although that would surprise me. Now Roquan Smith out for the year with a pectoral muscle. Prince Amukamara out. With all of that going on, there's still a top 10 defense, which says a lot about Chuck Pagano, says a lot about the overall mentality of this thing. And that's all with nobody being a threat to get to the quarterback other than Khalil Mack. Yeah. Absolutely no one. So it's kind of amazing that they're still a top 10 defense, even with all the other failings. So they don't have to be the Chiefs and Pat Mahomes on offense. They don't have to be. They could be two-thirds of that and be a very, very effective team.
Real quick, Cubs in the Central Division, Reds out there spending like it's free open-ended credit card, and they're buying up a bunch of players. They are an improved team, don't get me wrong. Cubs in a little state of flux, I think, and that is new managers, some coaches, etc. The Pirates are the Pirates, and then you've got the Brewers here trying to figure things out this offseason. This Chris Bryant thing,
yeah,
I recall when the issue came up, and I heard a lot of your conversation on the Score down there in Chicago. When this came up, him and his agent were upset about what they did, but don't they realize that that's part of the landscape of baseball these days? You want to prevent another service year from clicking by? This is still pending, isn't it?
Yeah, it is still pending, and it's part of what is freezing the Cubs right where they are, because they're in trade talks in terms of Bryant. They don't know whether they're dealing with 2 years of control or one. Bryant is the pawn in this particular chess move by Scott Boras. It is about much more than just Bryant. I think the whole industry expects this to be denied and the Cubs to have 2 years. Mm. But until it's official, it is part of what is freezing the Cubs. And they're going to have to find a way to unload money in order to then add pieces. And it's an unfortunate reality right now that fan base does not want to hear.
I do like it. As a big Brewer fan, Matt, I got to turn you loose, man. We'll for sure talk again, all right?
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
There he is, Matt Spiegel from The Score in Chicago, right here on The Bill Michaels Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.